Coming up next, we have a newcomer to your series, which is always super exciting, Miss Natasha Semreni.
So, you probably can't still see it, but there's a scar right in the middle of my cheek. And for a year when I was 3, I wore a circle Band-Aid right there that covered it. It was super cute. Mm-hmm. Probably wouldn't be as cute anymore if I did that at my age. But at that time, as a 3-year-old, it was a reminder of golf magazines and hard shaker kitchen chairs. I know, that's weird. It started at the kitchen table and ended up at a doctor's office. Bruised bone, the doctor said. But Mr. Semreni, my father, this is the second time you've brought her in the last couple of months. Ooh. Is everything okay at home? My dad joked, I didn't know there was a limit. Oh, wait, no. You gotta see what she did in the waiting room, though, while we were, you know, waiting outside just now. She can read. Oh. Sure she can, Mr. Semreni. She's 3 1/2, according to her records. Pressing the little circle Band-Aid on my cheek as I screamed, Daddy, that hurts, Daddy. Oh, no. I know. But that's why it's so great. No, hold on, Tasha. Wait. He handed me the golf magazine, the waiting room's copy. Golf Digest. Put it in front of my newly buttoned face, pointing to some boring paragraph. Here, Tasha, what does that say? I don't remember what happened next, but I like to think that I let my dad sweat a few bullets. At least for all the times that I had told my parents I can read, and they didn't believe me. They would just give me one of the books that they had read to me the night before and said, sure you can, Tashi. She probably memorized it. That was when my mom said I started my mafia streak. If I wanted something, I would throw myself wholeheartedly into it. And if I didn't get it, I would find a way to make the person I had asked pay. At that age, IBM had come out with some of their first personal computers. Stop trying to do the math in your head. And they had finally launched themselves into the commercial track of edutainment, mm-hmm. educational entertainment for kids. If you can't sell it to the parents, sell it through the kids. They had a program called Sticky Bear. I don't know why it was called that. I imagined it had something to do with honey and bears, but it was a big bear that always looked happy and wore a bow tie. Sticky Bear could teach your kid to read. Sticky Bear could teach your kid to do math. He was a 2-dimensional bear in the 8-bit Atari IBM world of 8 colors, whatever that means. And in Sticky Bear Can Read, he starred in 26 scenes, each one representing a letter of the alphabet with something that correlated with it. B for bee, Q for quilt, and of course, X for xylophone, because what other word was there for X? Every time I didn't get what I wanted and I would throw myself spread eagle on the floor, my parents found out that if they put me in front of the computer, I would get quiet. So Sticky Bear became the favorite program of my parents and myself. I want Sticky Bear program, I would say in my limited vocabulary. Or I shall kill you tonight at midnight. I'm pretty sure I didn't say that last part, but my mom said that my look said everything. So one day, after my little sister had been born, my mom was, of course, nursing her because babies are attached for the next 12 months. And I wasn't getting the attention I deserved, and I was climbing on the kitchen chairs, deciding to launch myself into another type of tantrum, I guess, and fell head first over these shaker wooden chairs, hit my face, my cheek, right on the side of the chair, and started crying. My dad took me to the hospital because they saw my cheek started to bruise. We got to the hospital, and as we were waiting in the waiting room, apparently he hadn't thought of, because dads don't usually think of this, to bring something to keep the kid entertained. Anything. Gum. A toy. A book. So I was sitting there getting bored, and finally I kept telling him, "Dad, I want to read. I want a book." He handed me a magazine from the waiting room, stack of magazines. It was a Golf Digest. And I sat there with the magazine in my lap and started to say things. And after a while, he realized these were not normal words for a three-year-old. I was talking about golf. He didn't even play golf. The lady next to him looked over and gave him a surprised look, and he realized what was happening. He turned to another boring page in the magazine and said, "Now read that." And when I did, he got excited. And so began, I guess, my nerdy fascination with words. No matter where I was or what I was doing, I always had to have a book with me. I had to hear the words, see the words, or have some type of weird running dialogue in my head. I can still keep quiet for hours that way. But I feel like even though my parents educated the mafia out of me, that I won that battle.
Thank you. Do you still keep up with Golf Digest, or has that kind of... I mean, they've done some really good issues lately, like, I don't know. I used to golf, guys. For like a summer, I was real bad at it. Coming up next, I wasn't... Why was... Why